Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about a time to work and doing all that we do, whatever it looks like, to the glory of God. That our work, whether it's a paid occupational work or whether it's simply the tasks that we do at home every day, that all of it would be done as if doing it for God. And so today we're going to talk and pray specifically about attested work and how our work holds up and what the standard is. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 13 says, "His work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work." God says that our work not only needs to stand the test of time, but it will be revealed by Him, by His light, and it will be refined, it will be purified, as if by fire. I think sometimes we go through life and we lose sight of this testing quality of God regarding our work. And the problem is that creates an atmosphere of a getting by mentality, a good enough mentality. And if our work is never tested, it doesn't really matter. Well, it doesn't seem like it matters what the substance is, as long as it looks good. And the difficulty is that we can easily slide into that mentality when we're on the working end. But when we're on the receiving end of someone else's work, it's definitely not something that we want. A facade or a getting by mentality. We want quality workmanship in the things that we purchase and the things that we desire. And when we consider the quality workmanship that God has done in us, it ought to produce a similar quality workmanship in what we do in life. When I think about attested work, I think about a work that holds up under scrutiny, a work that's able to be inspected. It's always fascinating when you receive a product and it'll have some tag or label in it about inspected by quality inspector number whatever, and you find flaws. And you wonder, at least I wonder, about the person who's willing to put their mark on it, their slip of approval, without it really meeting the standards that it should have met. Back when I was much, much younger and worked on a roofing crew, one of my boss's phrases that he would use from time to time, and it was definitely a joking phrase, because he paid attention to the quality of the work that we were doing and that he was providing. A lot of other issues, but that was one that he was concerned about. But he would always laugh about the lining up of shingles. And in the early years, we did some shingle roofs, but got away from that to strictly commercial stuff. But it was back in the era where basically everything shingle-wise was a three-tab shingle. And so it took a lot of effort and paying attention to make sure that the tabs, the gaps between the tabs were lined up from the top of the roof to the bottom. They weren't wandering all over the place. And he was very particular about that. But the phrase was always, it looks good from my house. Meaning if I can't see it, it doesn't matter. And again, it was joking. He definitely did care and made sure that our work stood up to the customer's approval and to his approval. But I've thought about that often because I think there are times we do what we have to do to get by and we live with that attitude, it looks good for my house. No one's going to see it. It doesn't matter. And we forget that God sees it. And because God sees it, it does matter. And it's why we looked at this verse at the beginning of the week that God says, whatever you do, work at it with all your might as working for the Lord, not for people. And that ought to give us a different level of motivation. If we're washing dishes and we think, I'm doing this for God. Then if we're standing at the sink grumbling about doing it for people that don't appreciate it. It ought to give us a different motivation when we're at work doing a task that nobody seems to care gets done, but has to get done. And when we begin to think, I'm doing this for God, it ought to change the quality of our work. It ought to change the efficiency of our work. It ought to change the satisfaction of our work. And sometimes that's the hard part. Because for many, the work that is being done doesn't necessarily look like work that we've been taught is godly work or work for God. It's not ungodly work, it's just work. And so we're on the line in the factory doing our part of the job of assembling something and thinking it's just to earn a paycheck. But when we begin to think it's working for God, it ought to change how we do it. And that finished product ought to be a better finished product. We're in the classroom. And it really isn't relevant to this discussion whether we're in the classroom up front teaching or we're in the classroom sitting and listening. For both parties, that's our job at the moment. That's the work that we're doing. And when we begin to see it as I'm working for God, then our teaching takes on a different atmosphere. Our love for the students changes. Our paying attention to the teacher changes. Our study and homework habits change. I'm doing this for God. I need to make sure I do my best. You see, when our work is tested, when somebody's evaluating it, most of us aren't all that thrilled with a poor evaluation. And so we prepare. Most students, at least in my era back a lot of years ago, rarely appreciated a pop quiz. Our work was being tested, but we weren't sure when, and so we weren't always prepared. And when we recognize God's testing is ongoing, there will be a final exam, so to speak, when all of our work will be put to fire, will be refined, will be shown for what it is. But as we go along in life, God continues to examine the work that we do, and He continues to call us to a new motivation. That our work would stand the test of time, that our work would be pleasing to Him, that our work would represent Jesus well. It's one of those pet peeves of mine, I guess, if I have such a thing, is individuals that try to use a Christianity as a cover for shoddy work. They use it as an advertising gimmick, hoping to earn trust and belief that you're trustworthy, and yet business practices don't seem to reflect godly principles or godly work. And not only is it misrepresenting God, it creates an image that spreads throughout God's people. One of the greatest complaints about people, excuses really more than complaint, is that the church is full of hypocrites. And it's true. There is none righteous, no, not one. The Bible makes that clear. There are none of us that do right all of the time. And every person has something that they have said that aligns with God's word, that their life doesn't quite match up. And so on the surface, that's a true statement. But when we begin to live as those whose work is tested, we begin to live as those that are continually working on those inconsistencies. We're not accepting them as okay. We're desiring that transformed life. We're allowing Jesus to not only cleanse us from all unrighteousness, but to restore us to a state of working for Him that is honorable. And so we live life doing everything as if doing it for God. So when the day of testing comes, our work is brought to light and it holds up. Oh, there might be a little polishing still needing to be done. There might be a resetting of some of the nails. There might be some tweaking that we haven't quite gotten to perfection, but we have a master craftsman that takes the work that we do and looks at our motivation, looks at our attitude, and when our work is tested, when it is brought to light, this master craftsman brings it to completion so that we can be presented whole before God. Just spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. It has given us work to do that is important, that is valuable, because it's work for you. And Father, today, as we live life with an eye toward a tested work, may we recognize that that covers all aspects of what we do in life. That all of our work will be tested and it will be brought to light at the time that you've appointed. Work that we do for wages, work that we do as a part of living, work that we enjoy, work that we don't enjoy. So God, today, as we consider what it looks like to live with a tested work, may we pay more attention to how we do what we do, to the attitudes behind what we do. May our work be that which stands the test and the refining of fire. May we pay attention to the principles of your word that show us how this work ought to be done. A work that honors you, a work that cares for people, a work that forgives and shows mercy. Father, in all of it, may we be diligent workers that are not simply concerned about the outward appearance, but are concerned about the substance. That when the outward appearance melts away, that the core of what we've done in life stands up. Because you are at the core of it. Father, as we go about life today, as our tasks come before us and we consider how we're going to do them, may we look to you as the one that will eventually test that work. And may that knowledge, that awareness of your testing motivate us to pay closer attention to how we're doing the work that we do. May Jesus be at the center of it. May we work in such a way that He is represented well. Father, today may we lift Him up so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.